You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 79. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we're going to recap a pair of tournaments that we had last weekend. We've got a 2E spoiler and some information about two other things that are coming up.
I'm a man on a mission. I'm a man on a... Now, last weekend was our return from Origins, and we have a 2E tournament locally in San Diego. You were there?
Yes, I was.
I was not. I have been ridiculously busy. For those of you who don't know, aren't local, I'm a bit of a theater geek and was for the first time finally cast in a show here in San Diego. So that's kind of taken away from my card playing time, what with Comic-Con coming up as well, getting ready for that. So I unfortunately bailed out. I did show up for Tribbles.
Well, yes. So it was interesting because when the day started, you were gone. TK was not there. Franklin couldn't make it. James couldn't make it. Whitney couldn't make it. It was me and TV and Johnny. So we got there at 3 o'clock, and we kind of sat and chat for a few hours. And then we decided to play a round of Tribbles and call it a day because, you know, that we want to have something to show for the day. And really, I think three players is the minimum for Tribbles. So we sat down, we started playing, and midway through the last round, Brian showed up. So we had our fourth person. So we started at 6:30 instead of 3:30.
Oh, good grief. No wonder it took so long.
Exactly. But we played three rounds. It was kind of a round robin. Everyone got to play. I played a deck that I was very proud of because someone had mentioned something about it, and I put it together myself with the help of chatting with Charlie and Neil in the chat room over the course of the week. It kind of fell together, and it was Androids and Maquis. And the idea was to use the Javert, and use that text to solve 40-point missions, because Lore has all those skills, and he has a quarter of the strength needed, more than a quarter.
Yeah.
So him and Data and, you know, Rook and somebody else could solve the mission. So all they had to do was get those, you know, any of the androids through, and they could solve a 40-point mission with, like, four people. Now, I wasn't attempting with four people, but by the time it whittled down to, you know, I had just enough people left in many of the attempts. Unfortunately, and I posted the deck, so you can search for it. It's just put it up. It's called Bad Robot. No, Badlands Robot. And it solved two 40-point missions very quickly, and then I wanted to do like a 30-point mission or get some bonus points, and I just didn't have any of that. So the deck needs another iteration, because I scored 80, 85, and 90 points in all three of my games, but I just couldn't get that last little bit. So I needed some deploy the fleets or some kind of call to arms with a quick battle, something.
Yeah, deploy the fleet is my Maquis corner turn of choice.
Yeah, and well, I had three Maquis ships that were pretty cheap. One of them had the matching commander in the Maquis, the head guy there.
Cal?
Yeah, Cal Hudson. And as a backup, I had Khan. So if Cal was gone, I still had the matching commander. And he also has many of the skills required.
And high strength and high
exactly.
Cunning. Yeah,
yeah, so he fit beautifully. So I would have had two ships to have matching commanders for. That would have been perfect. But Brian came from behind, and his Bajorans outlasted me. It was a rough fight with Johnny. He was playing Tragic Turn, I was playing Tragic Turn, and we were just killing everything.
Oh my.
And against Thomas, oh my gosh. I must have killed. He was playing a DS9 Diplomacy Ezri and Curzon Odo deck, and I think I killed Ezri about four times, because she just protects you from people dying to high-cost dilemmas. So I had to get rid of her over and over again, and she just kept dying, and I kept killing Odo. I killed about two-thirds of his deck, but I made a tactical error and sent my two ships over and got myself destaffed.
Oh, no.
After solving my second mission. So I drew and drew and drew trying to get to my reflected mirror image, and it was already in the discard pile. And I consumed my back to basics. And
Wow, just a whole lot of bad luck after another.
So he, after about me putting about 30 dilemmas under his missions, he finally regained enough crew to go out and clean up. But it was a great time. I'm looking forward to putting the deck back together again with, if I can swap in or just add in about 4 or 5 Maquis people, maybe if I take out some of the Bajorans, I could put like biogenic weapon. That would help. And just a simple mission or a simple point, something. I was using Bajorans. There are 2 Bajorans, Tavor and Ro. I was using Klingons in Maville, Federation in, a couple of Maquis guys.
Right.
So Shocking Betrayal with Tragic Turn was fantastic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because Thomas was playing DS9, so he had Bajorans. So I was able to pitch a Ro and stop someone and kill 2 more people with Tragic Turn.
Right.
So stop 2, kill 2. Brian was playing Bajoran, so that was an easy fix. And Johnny was playing Dissidents, so he had Bajorans in there as well.
Oh,
so it
man.
Worked against. It worked in all 3 games. It was beautiful. And I had Romulan Data just in case someone showed up with Romulan Data. That's awesome. So that was a lot of fun. Like I said, I had fun. Didn't do well. Lost all 3 games, but I think that's the most points I've scored in consecutive games and not won any of them.
Am I ever coming back? I'm the man on the mission to where no man has gone before.
Well, it sounds like all you need is, like you said, that ability to turn the corner with a few extra points.
Yeah.
Instead of having to try to do a third mission. That sounds like a strong and fun deck. Sounds like you.
Yeah, I had a good time. I used a slightly altered version of Neil's Tragic Turn file, mostly because I thought Shocking Betrayal would be fun since I had so many affiliations, and then Shocking Betrayal kind of went well with Tragic Turn.
Absolutely.
Turns out Johnny was playing Tragic Turn. I don't recall if Thomas was playing Tragic Turn. I skated by 2 missions on the first or second attempt, and I didn't see very many of his dilemmas, but he was using Krim and got rid of my Tragic Turn and got rid of my...
Oh, no!
There was one other card, Data Something's Got Me, All-Consuming Evil.
Oh, yeah.
He pulled that one out, too. But I'm still... The deck, the pile is still full of things that just kill and kill and kill. But, I couldn't hold out forever, so... It was either kill all his people... or I was going to lose because he could do something and I couldn't. So he won the day on that. But like I said, a lot of fun. Good time.
Well, good. It sounds like everybody had a good time. And certainly when I got there, everybody seemed to be in good spirits about having a good time with the decks they brought. I know Johnny was saying he was discarding a lot of, after we talked about it last week, playing against the discard decks in Columbus that were decimating the tiny decks, and then TK didn't show up to play against the discard deck this week. So I guess somebody else is going to have to play that.
Yeah, well, we decided until TK shows up, we're going to play a dissonant deck every week just to make sure we get them. But congrats to Thomas Weinberg for running the gauntlet, beating all 3 of us, and winning the day.
Nice. And we had another brief round of tribbles. I got to mention this since we don't talk too much about triple strategy, but there are some people, starting to pick things up and play new decks. TV has a great new deck that he's been playing. So he actually took triples too. So he doubled
That's
up.
Right. Yeah.
He took the double header on the day, with just a ton of 100,000s and 10,000s, with that new Janeway 100,000 mutate, mm-hmm. where you just take a bunch of cards in your count the cards in your play pile and shuffle them back in, and pull that many off the top to try and get more larger scoring tribbles into your play pile before you go out. And it is crazy. He's played it twice now. I tried a version of it at Origins and failed, but it was hilarious to just watch everybody every round be, oh my gosh, we can't let him go out. We can't let him go. He only has to go out once, and he's going to win the game. And you know, he did only go out the one round last night, but this weekend, but it was, you know, 700,000 dribbles.
Yeah, exactly. And it held up. Yeah, it held up. We only got 5 of the 6 rounds. We were halfway through the 5th round when Arby's closed. Since we got such a late start, they had to kick us out. Yeah. But yeah, he was well ahead, and I don't think anyone was going to catch up.
Yeah, it was going to be a definite race for second at that point.
Yeah.
But so congratulations, Thomas, for winning the tribbles and for coming up with something new and interesting on that front too. That was hilarious and a lot of fun.
Well, we've got 2 bits of information coming in from our sources. The first is that there are 2 things to look forward to coming up soon. The first is, since Make It So is wrapping up, they're going to have another Will of the Collective starting.
Oh, excellent.
I'm guessing a month or a week after Make It So. So everyone who's out there who's got card ideas, start letting them fester in your mind until you get something formed, and the call should be going out for that soon. Second thing to look forward to is apparently there's going to be something for first edition fans coming out at Gen Con.
Ooh.
It doesn't sound like a set, but I don't know what that means. So we'll find out. And for those of us who are not going to Gen Con, hopefully it'll be appearing
somewhere else. Where
somewhere
we can
else.
See it. Yeah.
Exactly.
In the meantime, we have, it seems like we just had a new set, but Infinite Diversity is making the rounds, but we do have a 2E spoiler for the next set, which is,
right.
we still are operating under the code name, I believe, of Schizophrenia.
Correct. Now, this card is actually something that was made in, it came up in one of the Make It So challenges. It is a Federation 2-cost Morgan Bateson Confident Commander.
Morgan Bateson is awesome.
Yeah. So he's got a command icon, a TNG icon, and a past icon. And he's a human. So they didn't go TOS. They didn't go Earth. Hmm. That's interesting. His skills are astrometrics, diplomacy, leadership, science. And his stats are 6, 4, 5.
4?
Cunning of 4. His game text says Commander USS Bozeman, expected. And while no player commands a temporal event, this personnel is attributes +1.
So he's, when he's not caught in the temporal loop, then he's cunning of 5.
He's a 7, 5, 6. It's only 2 costs. You know, what are you going to do?
That's true. Hey, you know, I'm all about the 2-cost matching commanders. I'm a fan.
It's interesting. It's a TNG past personnel.
Yeah, I like that because it, you know, you never really see him anywhere else, so it makes sense that he, you know, sort of property logo esque with with the icon, you know, put him where he's going to be more useful. You know, like the Scotty.
Yeah, exactly.
Has the TNG and McCoy, Admiral McCoy, so sort of, you know, a little out of their regular element, but this is where they work most with, and I think that makes sense.
Yeah. His line of quote, his lore is a quote, "This is Captain Morgan Bateson of the Starship Federation Bozeman. Can we render assistance?" He said, ironically. The last note on the card is that it's still in development and subject to change, but that sounds pretty good. I'm hoping that means we'll get a Bozeman as well.
That would be cool. Or if not this set, at least in the future.
Yeah. They don't do a lot of broken links in 2E, do they?
Not really, and especially given that he's only moderately useful on his own, it would be nice to have his ship along with him. Maybe his ship will give him a boost, too.
Wasn't the ship repurposed for, in First Contact, it was fighting against the Borg?
Yeah, they do mention that. I'm trying to think if that's like an official source, or if that's books or something. But they do, I think the 1E, doesn't the 1E Bozeman beefy against Borg?
Yeah, maybe that's something, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's a first contact thing that I'm just not remembering.
It's interesting. This is like, if I'm not mistaken, two of the four teams back in that design something used to put up Morgan Bates. And I don't know. I don't think anyone used this particular icon setup past
With
GNG.
the
It's interesting.
TNG, yeah,
Yeah.
just past Fed.
I think they
Or Earth, probably.
Earth or I think the other one was TOS, but you could play it at Earth if you had other stuff out, like
Oh,
you know.
like the movie folk.
Exactly.
Oh, I could see that making sense, but I like this.
Yeah, no, that's and well, we'll see what the ship does, but
Yeah.
it sounds like a pretty good TNG personnel, astrometrics, dip leadership science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good skill set. And that the setup for the movie folk is really it's it wasn't really, like, ooh, this is thematic.
Yeah.
It was a they came out before there was a TOS Earth, and we need to be able to play them somehow. So, I'm not all broken up about that, and actually, still has reservations about those people having that to begin with. So, I like the TNG icon. So, looking forward to the Bozeman and to more cards. What do we think? We're predicting Gen Con. I think they would have announced that by now, if especially if after they're if they're taunting us with a 1E, something cool for 1E players at Gen Con.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there something about yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, our intelligence lacks in that area.
But we're going to put an agent on it right now. In the meantime, we are out of intelligence for this week's report. We're going to offer up our thanks to, we mention him every week, but not enough. Thomas Kimura is our producer. He's the one who does all the audio work and making us sound better than we are, because, we ramble on a lot, and there's usually some stuff for us to be cut out. So thank him for cutting together the music and making us sound intelligible, and for Warp 11, of course, adding in their music and their, of course, Section 31 theme song. So big shout out to TK. Thanks again for all your work, unsung as it sometimes is. And of course, thanks to Warp 11 for letting us use their music. I am Sir Rogue,
And I'm Sir Dan.
and I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will score 79 points, which is not enough to win, to end.
That's sort of your theme this week.
Thanks.